USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. border officials say they're on track to apprehend more than 100,000 illegal immigrants this month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The president telling reporters on Saturday he sees more migrants headed for the U.S. border.
Massive caravans walking right through Mexico.
And President Trump says he's told the Mexican government that it must stop these migrant caravans.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border.
He's also cutting about $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying those governments are not doing enough to prevent illegal immigration.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday.
It certainly isn't a bluff. You can take the president seriously, and here's why. So what he's looking at is that 4,000 migrants apprehended in one day recently. We're on track this month for close to 100,000. We have never seen a surge like this.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, Exxon, Mobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
At the box office, a former Disney animated feature is brought back to life. The remake of Dumbo is number one, coming in at $45 million. The scary picture directed by Jordan Peele, Us, is number two at $33 million. Slipping down to number three, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at $20 million. Coming in at number four, the romantic novel about cystic fibrosis, 5 Feet Apart, is at $6 million. And at number five, the true story of what happens to a Planned Parent clinic director. The movie Unplanned comes in at $6.1 million. On his way back from Morocco,
sentiamo dolore quando vediamo.
Pope Francis is saying that political leaders who want walls to keep migrants out will end up becoming prisoners of the walls that they built. He was responding to a question about migration and President Trump's threat to shut down the border with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A college senior in Columbia, South Carolina, gets into the wrong car and ends up getting killed. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
A tragic discovery in South Carolina where college student Samantha Josephson's body has been found a day after she went missing. Columbia, South Carolina Police Chief Skip Holbrook describes how and where the body was found.
The body had been found by a couple of people hunting, turkey hunting in a field in what was described by the sheriff to us as a wooded area in a very rural part of the county, about 40 feet off of a dirt road.
She had apparently mistakenly gotten into a car she thought was an Uber. A suspect has been arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Two Marine pilots were killed when the helicopter they were operating crashed in southwestern Arizona. With more on the story, here's Don Clements.
The Saturday night crash occurred on the vast Marine Corps Air Station Yuma training grounds, located about 2 miles from the city. The training ground is one of the world's largest military operations. Cause of the crash of the Viper helicopter remains under investigation. The names of the pilots who died will be withheld until 24 hours after the next of kin have been notified. The pilots were conducting a routine training mission as part of the Weapons and Tactics Instructor course. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.